Thank you very much to the organizers of this weekly shiur, the joint effort of the shul with this beautiful kollel, North Miami Beach kollel. And thank you for the opportunity to say a few words. I hope I won't ruin my son's tzvi's reputation. There's a beautiful medrash. When Yaakov Avinu gives a broche to his children, Amalach HaGoyel Oisim Mikol Ro, Yivorech Esanorim, Vikorevim Shmi V'Shem Avisai, Ve'idgu Lo Reiv Bekerev Oretz. Ve'idgu, the medrash says, Loshon Dogim, they should be like fish. So the medrash says, what's the nature of fish? Fish are swimming in the ocean. Fish are everything that they need as far as water is concerned, for sure. Yet when it starts raining, the fish jump up and try to catch a few more drops of fresh water. Kach b'nei Yisrael zog the medrash. They have an opportunity to listen to a few more words of Torah. They're always eager, they're always ready. Baruch Hashem, the city of Miami, North Miami Beach, there's no shortage of Torah. You're swimming among Tamilei Chachomim. There are tremendous Islavu, Shi'urim, Tamilei Chachomim, Rish HaKollel. There's no shortage of Torah. But a guest comes from far away. Brings a little bit of cold water, perhaps, from Toronto. Fresh cold water, a few drops. And people are coming to. They're eager to listen. These parshias, beginning of Sefer Shmois, till Beshalach, we know about the Shibud Mitzrayim, Yinwer Mitzrayim, and the difficulty that they went through, the hard labor, and the final Yitzias Mitzrayim, stage one was last week in Parshas Boi. And the second stage in this week's Parshas Bishalach. Then as we know that Avraham Avinu was told that Klal Yisrael is going to be working Vavon Vinu Oisom Arba Me'oishon of 400 years. The labor, the length of the Golos Mitzrayim was supposed to be 400 years. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Yidden worked so difficult that in 210 years it equated the 400 years, Kushi Ashibud, the difficulty of the hard labor made up for the 400 years. Reminds me of an anecdote of a fellow who was married 25 years. And by his 25th anniversary, he invited his friends, and he said he's celebrating his golden anniversary. So his friends pointed out to him that the 25th anniversary, it's not gold anniversary yet. Mr. Shem, you'll get there. So the fellow answered, Mipnekushi Ashivut, it's my golden anniversary. In all seriousness, the Yetzias Mitzrayim in Parshas Boi, and now in Parshas Bishalach, we come to the Yamsuf, and there's the Kriyas Yamsuf. As we have a Kabbalah from the Gemara, from other places, Rashi, Kriyas Yamsuf happened on Shvi Shel Pesach, last day of Pesach. And there's a ramification, Lahaloche, Loche Lemaise. The Taz in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim brings down that in every Yontev we say the entire Hallel, Hallel Sholem, Gantz Hallel. Shvi Shel Pesach we say what we call half a Hallel. We skip out the two paragraphs, half Hallel, half a Hallel. Zog the Taz because there's a Medrash. Medrash says, Bikshu Malachi Ashores Loimar Shiro. The Malochim in Shamayim, the angels, wanted to say a shiro and sing praise to Hashem. Omar Remakulish Baruch Hu, the Almighty said, Maise Yodai Toivim Bayom, Ve'atem Oimrim Shiro. My creations are drowning in the sea. How can you say Shiro? My creations, the Mitzrim, they were wicked people. They deserve what they got. But Sof Kol Sof, human beings are suffering. How can you, Malochim, say Shiro? Be'emes, and that's why we say only a half a hallel. It's a sad tone to the happiness that we have. A similar Gemara in Sanhedrin Lametes Amud Beis, the Gemara says, when the wicked king Achov, it's one of the wickedest kings, him and his wife Yisevel and Zevel Melochim, when he was killed, the Posuk says, Hoidu Lashem ki le'olam chasdoi. There's a word missing, because in Hallel we have Hoidu Lashem ki toiv ki le'olam chasdoi. We don't say kitoiv. Hoidu Lashem kidoilom chazdoi. So the Gemara says, Eina kodesh boruch hu sameach b'mapoloson shel reshoim. Even though Achov is a wicked man, b'avod reshoim rino, we have to get rid of Achov. But it's still sad. It's not a complete simcha. We don't say kitoiv. There's a yalkut. Yalkut Shimoni and Sefer Vayikra and Pasha Zemur says, we find a mitzvah of Simcha in Sholosh Regolim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. But if you look in the Torah, by Shavuos it says the mitzvah of Simcha. By Sukkot actually it says twice the mitzvah of Simcha. By Pesach it doesn't say Simcha. Zog the Yalkut to teach us the sad tone. Mitzrim were killed. The Simcha had to come through the suffering of human beings. We don't write Mefurish in the tree the Simcha, although there is a mitzvah of Simcha. The question on this Taz, the famous question, that the Taz quotes a Medrash. Like we said before, Maaseh Yodai Tovim Bayom. However, I believe many of you have learned the Daf Yoimi in Meseches Elchin. In Daf Yud, the Gemara brings down a different reason. The Gemara in Meseches Elchin seems to say the reason why we don't say the complete Hallel on Chol HaMoed and Shvi Shel Pesach. And to make the question even deeper, Chol HaMoed Sukkot, we do say the complete Hallel. Zog di Gemara, because Sukkot is Chalukim beKorban Yisrael. On Sukkot, there's a different Korban every single day. If you remember in the Machzor, on Sukkot, you have to keep track which day, which Korban, there were 70 bulls, which one. In Chul Storitz, you got to say two. We're not sure which is the right day. On Pesach, is the same Musaf right through Chol HaMoed on the last day of Pesach. Zog di Gemara, and that's why we don't say the complete Hallel. That means the Simcha doesn't rejuvenate itself. It doesn't seem to be an additional Simcha, so we say half Hallel. Mashen Ken Sukkot every day has a completion to it. And there's a new Simcha involved. Another interesting tzach that many people don't notice in the Aftoire, on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, on Pesach we say Mekadosh HaShabbos, like a regular Shabbos Aftoire, even though it's Yontif. On Sukkot we say Mekadosh Yisrael, Shabbos Yisrael Ve'azmanim. Because every day of Chol HaMoed is a new Simcha, is something new, because it rejuvenates itself. However, come what may be, the Gemara seems to say different than the Taz, different than the Medrash. The Medrash says one reason, the Gemara says a second reason. The Achronim say, many people say this, Yeshua Yankiv spells it out, Mefurish, This seems from the reading of the Gemara, if you see that Gemara in Erchon careful, there are two mechayvim on Hallel. There are two reasons why one should say Hallel. One is Hallel al Anes. When a miracle happens, we say Hallel. Chanukah, we say Hallel. It's not a yontif. You can do melacha, you can do whatever you want. Hallel is al Anes. The Gemara even asks a question, Purim, why don't we say Hallel? It's a question, why should we yes say Hallel? Because there's a miracle that happened on Purim. So the Gemara says the Nes wasn't complete because Akati Avdei Achashverosh Anon, or because the Nes happened in Chutz Laretz. Another Gemara says Kriyas HaMegillah is like a Hallel, which in itself needs an explanation. There's even a Meiri that says that if you're stuck someplace without a Megillah, according to this pshat, you should say Hallel on Purim, which we never heard of. But anyways, come what may be, whatever the lumdus is, there's a Nes of Chanukah, Nes of Purim, is mechayev to say Hallel. Yet the Gemara goes on to explain the different Hallels. The Moshe, we know Shavuos, we say Hallel. What happened on Shavuos? What miracle happened of Shavuos? Of course, Kabbalah starts telling me, what's the miracle? What's the Nes? The Gemara even asked the question, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, why don't we say Hallel? So the Gemara says, Sifre Chayim, Sifre Meisim, Psuchim, Lefan of the Ribbono Shel Olam, is judging the world. We're going to survive. Mi Yichya, Mi Yomus, Mi Bekitzo, Mi Loi Bekitzo. How can you bring yourself to say Hallel? Why should you yes say Hallel? What Nes happened on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shavuos? The Gemara even discusses Shabbos. Why don't we say Hallel on Shabbos? Gemara says, it's not a psayontif. You see, there's a second aloch in Hallel. The second aloch is that the yontif, the fact that we have a yontif, the yontif itself is mechayev to say Hallel. So there is a yontif and there is a nes. Sometimes we have both, sometimes we have one. Oy basoy, we understand very, very well. The Medrash is discussing from the Nes point of view. The Nes that happened on Shvi Shel Pesach Kriyas Yamsuf, that miracle, should make us say a complete Hallel. The Gemara says, yes, but we can't say a complete Hallel. Because the Hallel came about, the miracle came about the suffering of the Mitzrim. I say, Yodai Toivim Bayom. The Gemara in Erchin is discussing mitzvah the yontif. There is a yontif like on Sukkot, you say Hallel every day, against Hallel every day, with complete Hallel. What about Pesach? Shvishel Pesach, Olam Moed Pesach? The answer is, Ein Chaluki Bekorban Esayim. There's no rejuvenation, there's no ischachus, there's nothing new. It's the same yontif that we already said, against Hallel the first day. There's actually quoted a story that somebody asked Reb Chaim. I don't know if the Poskim say this, but it's very logical. Somebody asked Reb Chaim Briske, he asked him, he forgot to say Gantz Hallel the first day of Pesach. Gantz Hallel, he went to shul, made a mistake, or didn't go to shul, and he said, Hefa Hallel, what should he do? So Reb Chaim said that your first opportunity in the middle of Chol HaMoed, say Gantz Hallel, because you got to say it once. Normally, it's the first day. If you don't say it the first day, okay, you got to say it whenever you can. Back upon him, this is the way it is. It's a yontev dika halal. And Chalukim Bekorban Esayim says the yontev remains in a passive tone. Therefore, we don't say the entire halal. Masha Enkein, the halal that we say on Sukkot, is a ischachus on the yontev chaluki bechor marisei. The question that many achronim ask, fine. Malochim want to say shiro, so we say to the malochim, to the Ribbono Shel Olam mishamayim says, "Ma'i seyol etoivim bayom v'atem moimrim shiro." Rabbi say. Oz Yoshir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael Es Hashiro Azois. Why Klal Yisrael saying Shiro? Why didn't the Ribbono Shel Olam say to them, O B'nevuot Moshe Rabbeinu? No. No Shiro, no Yashir. The Mitzrayim are drying, are dying. They're dropping dead. How can you say Shiro? It doesn't seem to be any problem with Bnei Yisrael saying Shiro. Rebbanon Kotler, the Chatzarek Livrocho, there's other Achreinim who say the same thing. There's a big difference. Malochim are bystanders. They didn't participate. They're not taking sides. Forget the Malochim asked the Ribbono Shel Olam by Yam Suf. Why do you choose sides? And the Ribbono Shel Olam Haris Cheshem Baruch Hashem. The Malochim have no business to rejoice on the victory of one nation over the victory of another nation. Atem Oimrim Shiro. Klal Yisrael has a Shiro of gratitude. Klal Yisrael has to explain, has to bring out the gratitude of being saved from the Nes. That Shiro is a Shiro to say, Ribbono Shel Olam, thank you for saving us and getting rid of our Mitzrayim that are coming to chase us. We came to the Yam Suf, there was no way out. Nachshon Ben Aminadab jumped here to be tochen. What's going to be? Ribbono Shel Olam miraculously saved us. A big difference in the Shiro. Rebbanon says, even Tifer, which I'm going to explain in a moment, that Klal Yisrael had to use the opportunity. One of the most terrifying visions is the Nevuah of Yecheskel Anovi. It's after the first day Shavuos. Terrifying. Yecheskel was all frightened from what he saw. Ma'aseh Merkava, the chariot of Hashem with the angels, all types of things. Rosso Shivcho Layom, the most simple maid servant, saw his galus Elohim. They saw the Ma'aseh Hashem. They were able to understand the entire episode of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Shibub of Yetzias Mitzrayim, what Klal Yisrael went through and why we had to go through it. They had to say Shiro, they had to cash in at that opportunity, as we'll see in a moment, to develop that kesher, that relationship to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Klal Yisrael was obligated to say Shiro. As we have been saying all along, the Shiro, Kriyas Yam Suf, happened Shvi Shel Pesach. We read Shvi Shel Pesach, we read Parshas Bishalach, and we read the Shiro, like Ezras Hashem Yisborach, the Shabbos. We read it on Shvi Shel Pesach because the Nes happened. There's a Pelvik Rashi. There's a Pelvik Rashi. You know, when I give tests to boys, see the general knowledge. You want to catch boys, ask him on the Sefer Bamidbar. Sefer Bamidbar is not so well known. Many things that people forget. And a Pasha at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, and a Pasha at the end of Pasha is very much unknown. But listen to the following Rashi in Pasha Shlach. Pasha Shlach. Rashi brings down is the Pasha of Tzitzis. Rashi quotes B'Shem Remoishe Adarshan. Rashi quotes, why are the eight chutin in the tzitzis? On each one of the corners, actually, it's four, but they're folded over, so it's like eight strings. Zot Rashi keneged shmoino yomim. It took 8 days for Klal Yisrael to say, to sing us Yoshir. 8 days? 8 days? It says everywhere Kriyas Yam Suf was Shvi Shel Pesach. We read the Shiro. We read it. It's a Gemara in Megillah. It's a Rashi. It's everywhere. What's the Moshe Darshan teaching us? 8 days for Shvi Shel Pesach. It was 7 days. Sagt der Maral in der Gurari und der Chumash, a little bit of a interesting teretz. Sagt der Maral, of course, was Shvi Shal Pesach. 7 days from Yetzias Mitzrayim. 8 days from the Shchitas HaPesach. What does that mean? 8 days from the Shchitas HaPesach. I mean, you could have said 38 days from Purim also. Like, why you arbitrarily come up with Shchitas HaPesach, Erev Pesach, 8 days later, the 8 strings that the Klal Yisrael said the Shidot then. Why is that date anything unique? What's it does? By stories, it would seem that in Oz Yoshir itself, there are 2 sections. One is the simple akora, the Klal Yisrael, the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, and we indebted for him, to him for a lifetime. Klal Yisrael took us out of Mitzrayim, and we finally got rid of the Egyptians. And this is the final blow on the Egyptians. Vayar Yisrael es Mitzrayim. Meisal tzvas hayom. Thank you, Ribbono Yisrael. But how does the Shiro end? The Shiro ends with 4 words. Hashem imloich le'oilom void. Hashem imloich le'oilom void is kabolas oil malchus shomayim. Is the acceptance upon myself that Ribbono Shel Olam is the king, and I'm his servant, and I'm here to do whatever he will tell me. It's beautiful to say thank you. It's tremendous that you realize how did you get this far. But Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shomayim means I'm going to live my life the way Ribbono Shel Olam wants me. I'm ready to do whatever Kavyocho wants me to do for the rest of my life. That thank you is Mechayev, that he is the boss. I took you out of Mitzrayim. Therefore, we are indebted for life. There are 2 things. Shvi Shel Pesach means the Yetzias Mitzrayim. There was a Yetzion, there was a Geulon, there was a Yeshua. We got rid of the Egyptians. But there is a second aspect. Which Shchitas HaPesach is the beginning that Klal Yisrael pulled themselves away from Avodah Zarah. Nisan, the Mitzrayim were worshipping the Tlevi Shepseleh. And Klal Yisrael pulled themselves away from any other worshipping. Kabbalah's mitzvahs, they took the clay on the 10th of Pesach and they checked it and they watched it for 4 days. And when they shechted it out of Pesach, they began our everlasting career of doing mitzvahs and serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's like 2 cheshbonos. One is from Erev Pesach, 8 days to Oz Yoshir. To say Hashem Yimloich Loilom Voed. 7 days to count of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Be'emes, it's a very interesting Rambam. And with this Rambam, very, very puzzling, and with this Biur, perhaps we can have a little bit of a key to understand the Rambam. How do we daven? We say, Epsuke de Zimbro, Hoidu before, Boshomar before, whichever way you want. And then we say Psuke de Zimra. Then we say Oz Yashir. And then we say Ishtabach. Then the Chazan says Kaddish and Borchu. And we do Birchos Kriyashma. The Rambam has a different nusach. The Rambam says Psuke de Zimra, the way we do it. Ashrei, Alelukos. Ishtabach. And then Oz Yashir. After Yishtabach, then we say Oz Yoshir, and then we start Birchos Kriyishma. Napitom. Why? Why is Oz Yoshir there? Wouldn't Oz Yoshir fit together with Tzuke de Zimro? Isn't that where we would put it, the way we have it in our Seder? There it is. Because Oz Yoshir is the bridge between Tzuke de Zimro and Kriyishma, Kabbalah Soil Malchus Shomayim. Psuke de Zimro is, thank you Hashem, we love you Hashem, we praise you Hashem, Hallel, Hallelujah, hallelujah, Shem, Shem, Shem. All the praise of Hashem. Now therefore what? Therefore I'm a Kabbalah upon myself, Kabbalah as Eilu Malchus Shemayim, which is Krishma, Birchus Krishma. As Yashir is the bridge between the two. As Yashir is a Hemshech of the Psukei de Zimra, and as Yashir is an introduction, Hashem Yimleich Le'olam Voed. With this, I wanted to be metalitz. I hope I'm right. There is a interesting minig. You're probably familiar. Many kehillas have it. It's Yisrael. Most people, chutzlolets, bikel chsidim do this. They say, aseres yemer tshuvo shira malos. After yishtabach, people say shira malos, yimakim kurosichu Hashem, people open here in Kodesh. Right? Many people do that. Chsidim do that. The Sechsva does it. B'shem Gariza. This comes from the Ariza. Why does the Nusach Ashkenaz do it? Zogti Bogel Avram Sahemsek. Sahemsek between Psukei de Zimra and Birchus Krishma. Why are you mixing in the Shira Malos? A beautiful tefillah, but don't do it there. By us in Lakewood, they used to do it at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. After Shmoneh Esrei, they said Shira Malos. But anyways, why are you doing it there? Zogti Bogel Avram, he doesn't agree with the Arizal. Don't do it. And that's the Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't do it. Comes the Dogul Mervova. Dogul Mervova was the Noidi Be Yehuda. The Noidi Be Yehuda on the side of the Shulchan Aruch has a pirush called Dogul Mervova. Zog the Dogul Mervova says, no problem with Ahefsek. Vehoraye, the Rambam that we just said. If the Rambam said, Oz Yoshi between Ishtabach and Bilchus Kriyishme, so there's nothing wrong with making Ahefsek. So the Rizal says, you say Shira Malo is between Ishtabach and Bilchus Kriyishme. Beautiful Raye. The way we are learning is not a riot. The way we are learning, Oz Yashir fits there between the two. The reason why Oz Yashir is not a Hefzeh, because Oz Yashir is Psukei de Zimra, which is thanking and praising Hashem. Hashem Yimloch Lo Yavoed is the introduction of Birchos Kriyishma. Shira Malos happens to be a beautiful capital Tehillim, but it doesn't fit there, Zogti Mogen Avraham. Well, there is how hell it does, but that could be the biur. Comes out that when Klal Yisrael had a single Yashir, the way Rabban understands it, it's not just to thank Hashem for what happened, which the Malachim had no business to do because they're bystanders. And we had a single Yashir. In spite of the fact that the Mitzrayim were tortured and suffered, we had a single Yashir. Not only to say thank you, because we had a mekabel upon ourselves, Oil Malchus Shomayim. We had a mekabel upon ourselves, Hashem Yimloch Loilom Voet. We have no choice, we have to say Oz Yashir. There's a Pelavike Mechilto. Reb Chaim Friedland, der Zeche Tzadik Libroch, was Meshkiach in Ponovich. He has beautiful Svarim on Yom Toivim. He brings down a Mechilto. The Mechilto says, Klal Yisrael said, Hashem Yimloch Loilom Voet. Yimloch could be interpreted, he will be the king. If Klal Yisrael would have said, Hashem Melech Le'olam Voed, he is the Melech now, forever. Ein umo veloshen sholetes boem. There would have been no nation in the world that could have started up with Klal Yisrael. All the tzores on the Holocaust and our cousins in Eretz Yisrael and all another Charles Trudas that Klal Yisrael has had would have been motum mevutul because the Kabbalah sul Malchus Shema would have been so strong. Hashem Melech Loilam Voed. Nobody could have bothered us. Azoy Zog the Mechilto. This is Tanoi the Mechilto. It's a pelvic zach. It seems that Klal Yisrael was able to say Hashem Yimloich Loilam Voed. But Melech, to perceive it, even they got to a tremendous accord of Rosh Hashim Falayom, Mashaloy Cheskel Bemuzi, but they couldn't say, or they shouldn't, they didn't say, Hashem Melech Le'olam Voed. Let me tell you, beautiful, beautiful word, von der Heilige Rebbe Rav Elimelech. One of the greatest Hasidic Rebbe, Rebbe Melech Milozhensk, says a beautiful, beautiful word that takes the entire Yetzias Mitzrayim and the entire Kriyas Yamsuf in a different dimension. If you look careful in the Psukim before Oz Yoshir, before Oz Yoshir, Perek Yudalet Posuk Tezayin, it says, Vayovoyu Bnei Yisrael Besoich Hayom Bayabosho. Besoich Hayom Bayabosho, the dry land. About 13 Psukim later, after the description of the Klavis are passing by the Yamsuv and the Mitzrayim being drowned, stating Posuk, Bnei Yisrael, Hochu Bayabosho, Besoich Hayom. Besoich Hayom Bayabosho, Bayabosho Besoich Hayom. Okay, so a child in third grade would ask you that question, and the Rebbe says, I don't know. Right? These questions don't always have answers, right? Bayabosho Besoich Hayom, Besoich Hayom Bayabosho. So the Helik Rebbe Rebbe Limelech, it's a tremendous difference. Before Kriyas Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael got to the level to see open miracles. Nisim v'niflois, open miracles. Bnei Yisrael went besoich hayom in the yam, on the bed of the sea. Bayavosho was completely dry. It's a tremendous miracle. It's dry. Usually would have been, never mind the water, would have been muddy, would have been dirty. The boy in Shiloh made a mess. The water was choymo, and Klaviso walks through the dry land. A miracle! So, the appreciation of the miracle is a small level. After Kriyas Yamsuf and Klaviso understood what happened, was by Abosho, Besoy Chayom. When you are walking on the dry land, it seems to be simple and posher. We'll get up in the morning as little children. We're used to walking on the dry land. Big deal. We call that nature. We call that teva. We call that oilom kemin hogonoyek. That's the biggest miracle. Appreciate that the Ribbono shel Olam is creating teva. That the Ribbono shel Olam is letting us live a normal life, which is a nes nister. Like the lotion of Ramban at the end of Boi, mitoch nisim al giluim, odomoide ben nisim al historim. The Iker is nisim al historim. The Iker is that we get up in the morning and your heart beats, Baruch Hashem, and your eyes close, Baruch Hashem, and your digestive system works, and can I know how the sun comes out, and children are born, and everything that we call nature, it's bullshit. That's the biggestness. Klal Yisrael had to go through Besoich Hayom to see Bayabosho, so they came out of there. Bayabosho is Besoich Hayom in the dry land. Right, you're walking and you're getting up and you're able to live your life like a normal human being. That's the biggest miracle. And that's what we have to thank Hashem every day for what happens. Let me finish with a machshove. Rodan and Reb Yaakov Emden, in the city of Reb Yaakov Emden. Reb Yaakov Emden, Zichr Tzadik Livracha, brings down, Klal Yisrael has had miracles upon miracles. There has been miracles everywhere, from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Kriyas Yamsuf to the Mon in the Midbar, to come into Eretz Yisrael with Yeshua conquering. What's the biggest ness that Klal Yisrael witnessed? What's the biggest ness that Klal Yisrael ever had? Zot Reb Yaakov Emden, Kiyum Moiseinu, Besoich HaGolus, Be'umos HaOlam, that Klal Yisrael after 2,000 years of Golus, Shebechol Doir V'Doir, Oimdim Oleinu L'Chaloseinu, and we're still here. And we're going strong. and people have come, and they come against us, and the Inquisition came, and the Crusades came, and the Holocaust came, and we are captive, so achas besoich zayin umois, and we are still here. That's the biggest ness, besoich hagolus, that clavis of the survives, O Gev Yaakov Emden. That ness is unparalleled to all the other miracles that we read in the Tanakh and in Chazal HaKadoshim. If I can add, Baruch Hashem, the Torah is vibrant. The city, Miami, the Torah is vibrant. Besoich HaGolus, whether it's in Miami, whether it's in Los Angeles, whether it's in South America, whether it's in the entire world, the Klavisu Beruchnius or Begashmius is vibrant and it's growing and it's getting stronger, which is something that no one believed would have happened. Wrote some in the finish of Ashomayim that this beautiful Kehillah should continue growing with all the beautiful Moisdei Satriri that exist, Moisdei Satriri v'Achesed, what the Knesios, what the Midrashos, and we should all be Zoyche together with Achenu b'nei Yisrod v'chol Asar v'Asar to be Mekabel p'nei Moshiach Tzidkenu b'meilu b'yomeinu Amen. Thank you very much for listening.